Today, I'm urging states and local jurisdictions to comply with these federal laws, including 8 U.S.C. Section 1373. Moreover, the Department of Justice will require that jurisdictions seeking or applying for Department of Justice grants to certify compliance with 1373 as a condition of receiving those awards. This policy is entirely consistent with the Department of Justice's Office of Justice Programs guidance that was issued just last summer under the previous administration. This guidance requires state and local jurisdictions to comply and certify compliance with Section 1373 in order to be eligible for OJP grants. It also made clear that failure to remedy violations could result in withholding grants, termination of grants, and disbarment or ineligibility for future grants. The Department of Justice will also take all lawful steps to claw back any funds awarded to a jurisdiction that willfully violates 1373. In the current fiscal year, Department of Justice's Office of Justice Programs and Community-Oriented Policing Services anticipates awarding more than $4.1 billion in grants. I strongly urge our nation's states and cities and counties to consider carefully the harm they are doing to their citizens by refusing to enforce our immigration laws and to rethink these policies. Such policies make their cities and states less safe. Public safety, as well as national security, are at stake and put them at risk of losing federal dollars. The American people want and deserve a lawful system of immigration that keeps us safe and one that serves the national interest. This expectation is reasonable, just, and our government has the duty to meet it, and we will meet it. Thank you.
In Montgomery County, Texas, Montgomery County, right up the road, there was a rape in Maryland, at Rockville High School. Has anyone from the Department of Justice had any conversation with anyone in Montgomery County or Rockville, as they describe themselves as sanctuary county and city, and there's also a boatload of federal government in Montgomery County?
Well, you know, Maryland is talking about a state law to make the state a sanctuary state. The governor is opposed to that, I'm glad to hear. That would be such a mistake. I would plead with the people of Maryland to understand that this makes the state of Maryland more at risk for violence and crime, that it's not good policy. And as a former prosecutor for many years in state and federal law on the jurisdictions, I just know the historic relationship different federal agencies have with regard to honoring detainers. It's just a fundamental principle of law enforcement that if you have a person arrested and another jurisdiction has a charge, then they file a detainer, and when you finish with the prisoner, you turn them over to the next jurisdiction for their adjudication. That is what should be done here.
Right. Sir, let me ask you a question.
Mr. Attorney General.
Major.
Mr. Attorney, so listening to you carefully, it sounds like you're applying the standards and the policy that the Obama administration put forward on compliance with underlying Justice Department rules. Are you taking any additional steps? And have you asked the president to maybe talk about other federal funds that are not necessarily under your control as a way to punish sanctuary cities or states?
Well, that's a good question. What I'm saying today is that essentially the policies of the Obama administration that we issued last July make clear that you should not be receiving certain federal funds if you're not in compliance with 1373. We believe that grants in the future could be issued that have additional requirements, as every grant that's being issued in America today usually has a requirement that if you qualify for this grant, you have to meet certain requirements. So we'll be looking at that in the future, and we'll continue to pursue it. But fundamentally, we intend to use all the lawful authority we have to make sure that our state and local officials, who are so important to law enforcement, are in sync with the federal government.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. friends are
Mr. Trangell, some of those officials of cities, for example, bigger cities, have said despite the lack of federal funding, they will continue to be sanctuary cities, that they don't care that they're losing money, essentially. What recourse does the Department of Justice have in those cities that look at what you're doing and say, we don't care, we're going to continue to implement this policy?
Well, that's very, you know, disheartening. But I hope that the American people and their constituents in their own cities will communicate with them. And as we continue a dialogue and a discussion, and as we continue to ensure that monies that go for law enforcement only go to cities who are participating in an effective, collegial, cooperative way with the federal government, that would also send a message. We have simply got to end this policy.